Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a pop-up off the glove of Smith. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Evans and he is out, Sullivan applying the tag. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack scores. Desautels moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Mills reaches third base with a triple. Fleming goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Mills steals home. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Estalella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSoto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene DeSoto's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeSoto's is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeSoto's hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner bunts towards third. Cullenbine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming is walked intentionally. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Boudreau picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreau. Case moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Clary fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clary moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cullenbine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fleming is walked intentionally. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Fleming moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mack bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to home to get Fleming. Mills moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a line drive to center field. Spence throws towards the plate. Evans fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Mills scores. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack catches it and throws to second with Boudreau covering, to double up Cullenbine. Estalella moves to third. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. Fleming moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clary for the out. Two outs. Bob Repass pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Bob repasses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.